Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Talk Takeover with your host,
Tamara S. Adams.
And Nikki, that's me.
I thought you were going to change your name.
I didn't say I was going to necessarily do it tonight.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Sure.
Yeah, but,
sure. But, yeah, that's us.
Yeah. And then, so, thank you for joining us tonight and every Tuesday night.
Oh, wait, as Ashley and Kevin say, I am me and she is he. No, that's not.
That's not how they say it. What is it?
I forgot what they say.
I don't know. Confound it, as my mom.
She is her, and I'm me.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Anyway,
she is me.
It's kind of cute. I like it.
And you is you.
And I'm as me. I'm as me.
Yeah, I'm as me.
We is us.
Okay.
Sound like we should sing the old musical.
Yes. But anyway, join us tonight and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can chat it up live with us by calling 347-945-6025, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network.
Yeah.
Please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And tonight, with first off, happy St. Patrick's Day! Okay, I'm back. So tonight we're going to entertain you with our tea topic of the day.
What the hell?
Woo!
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah. Turn it off!
Grown hillbilly. So we're going to entertain you tonight with our tea topic of the day, our reality rundown, and our letters from the Shade Tree Chatter.
Yes.
And don't forget our rumor rant. Our beloved rumor rant.
Yes.
And I bust the windows out your car segment. We doing that tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got some bust the windows out your car stories tonight. Yeah. If not, I'm going to think of one real good.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure I have some.
There's always something.
People
that you wanna
piss me off on a daily. On a daily. On a out. On a minutely.
Not a minute.
A secondly. Oh, yeah, I got some stories. I got some stories. Go ahead.
So sit back and put your feet up and enjoy while we dish the tea. And speaking of tea,
Our tea topic of the day is, suspect, what the heck, is it the breakfast?
I think it is.
That's okay.
Should you suspect your husband of cheating if he hasn't had sex with you in 7 months and seem to be unbothered by it? Again, let me repeat that. Should you suspect your husband of cheating if he has not had sex with you in 7 months and seem to be unbothered by it? Please call us.
Yes.
And let us know your thoughts. 347-945-6025. Don't forget to press 1. Or we also have it listed on our fan page. You are more than welcome to comment there. But we would love to actually hear what you have to say,
your thoughts and opinion.
But, so, Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki. And we did the same thing. We were counting. I was like, that ain't right.
Yeah.
That ain't
right.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Nikki Nicole.
No, I don't like that. Somebody already has that.
Whatever.
Anyway.
We're going to take that over. Because, you know, we is taking over.
We is.
Yeah.
That's
so,
on the shelf.
What are your thoughts on the tea topic of the day?
Well, first of all, before I say that, let me say again, Happy Thanksgiving. And we should have been.
Did you say Happy Thanksgiving? What the hell?
Happy Thanksgiving.
What the hell is you?
Where the hell am I? Happy St. Patrick's Day, hell.
It's all a reason to drink.
I'm just saying.
Cheers. So,
Anywho, happy St. Patrick's Day. We should have been in Savannah.
Yeah.
On River Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pop a couple Xanax, but we should have been there.
Yeah, we could have had a video camera, and we could have been,
and we could have been on the talk takeover.
Oh, man,
right. We could have been on the streets of Savannah with a talk takeover. Next year, next function they have, we're going to be on the streets.
I don't know how much footage they would get, though.
I don't know how much footage they would get either, because both of us be false up. Slurring. Exactly. Yeah, no. That's not a good look. But anywho, no, we should have been in Savannah. Next event function, we're going to be on the streets.
Yeah.
Doing a talk takeover.
Microphone.
They do have the World of Nations coming up here.
Oh, really?
We're going to be down there.
You know what? I think I need to go. Well, for one, since I'm fully single.
No.
Sure enough. Single, I can go out there and find me.
Can we get an applause for that? I'm sorry. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Did you win it? What the hell?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no! You know what?
Wait. Awkward. Okay, no, back to our tea topic of the day. Should you suspect your husband of cheating if he hasn't had sex with you in 7 months and seems to be unbothered?
Yeah. I mean, but see, well, it depends.
On what?
Well,
what man, seriously.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and let you pick.
What man do you know, I'm so serious,
mm-hmm.
that is unbothered? Now, okay, fine, if you're not having sex with, but he's unbothered by it?
Well, it could be, maybe he has his own issue, because he could be stressed, he could be depressed. He could have some kind of physical injury.
True.
His libido could be low.
True.
But did he communicate that to me? Well, see, that's where that comes into play. The communication has to be key.
I mean, even when I was pregnant, both times, my husband knew, you know, after a certain time, I didn't necessarily want to engage.
Yeah.
Because I was big, I was pregnant, I didn't want to do anything. So,
okay.
Well, you know, after that last trimester, you don't want to, don't be pumping and sweating on me.
Mm-mm.
Now,
I have something pushing down.
He understood. Oh, but he was not unbothered in the least. He was angry. He was frustrated.
Walking around with an attitude.
Yeah, walking around with an attitude. His lips all poked out. I mean, he was still, you know, real sensitive to my needs and stuff, but I could tell in the back of his mind, he was like, bitch, you better get it together.
But see, you were
come up off something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, did you serve him any other kind of way?
Oh, Jesus.
Is this?
Yeah,
it is. We have no filter on this show.
Mm. Sometimes, you know, that ain't my thing. My jaw get tired.
It just got real.
You know, that ain't my thing. You better do it in like a couple seconds because I ain't going to be down there.
So you know Superhead.
No, ma'am. Not at all. I'm the one that prop a pillow up, lay my head on it, be like, Karen, you ain't done yet? No, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Please don't let my mama be listening to this show tonight. Lord, Jesus, fix it. Okay, but moving on. But no, I mean, I don't think it necessarily means he's cheating. There's something going on that maybe they need to get to.
Yeah,
because
he could very well not even be attracted to that person,
his
wife anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why I say communication is key.
Key.
I myself, you know, I always manage to have a story to tell about these tea topics, or
it just kind of happens to fall in place.
Right, tell it quick.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't brush me.
I'm sorry.
You don't brush me.
I'm just messing with you.
You don't brush me, Superhead.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to be Superhead. Okay.
But I kind of went through that at one point in time, and it wasn't like for 7 months or nothing like that, but I had, you know, with the guy that I was dating, we were doing like a lot of eating out and
mm-hmm.
all that other old stuff, so I started, you know, put on a little bit more weight. So I'm not going to say that I didn't feel attractive. I'm not going to say that. I just didn't feel, you know, I didn't have my mojo.
You didn't want to be on top.
I didn't want to be on top. I didn't want to be on the bottom, on the side. Exactly. I didn't want to do, because I just felt fat as hell, and I just didn't want nobody pumping and a sweating on me. I just didn't, you know, and so.
You know, but he didn't understand that. He, you know, wanted to make it seem like, well, is it that you're not attracted to me anymore? And I'm like, it has nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I'm dealing with within myself.
Right.
Well, so then we, of course, go to GNC. You know, he on the internet Googling crap.
Because he was bothered by it.
Yeah, he was bothered. So he went out and spent like $40 on some pills that's supposed to, I guess it was supposed to help my libido.
Yeah, libido. He was about to come up with some cookies. He was like, oh, no, listen now, be sympathetic and empathetic to your needs, but you're coming up off them cookies.
But no, I mean...
No, I definitely think that you're right. Communication is key, number one. Number two, it doesn't necessarily mean he's cheating, but something is going on. And you have to kind
of
get to the bottom of it. I mean, the other thing is, on the flip side of it, 7 months is a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know any man, unless he's going through his
what phase?
Consent initiation or his who are they? The they don't talk.
Mom.
There you go.
Yes, you better not say it.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Unless he's going through that, you know, I just don't see 7 months not wanting to have sex. You know.
Now for me, I think it was like a couple weeks. No, it might have been about a couple. No, it was like a couple weeks or whatever.
I mean, and then I say this, and the older men get sometimes. Some men, the older, it's not that. I mean, it just, the sex drive isn't as like it was when they were 18 or 16, some of them. You know what I'm saying? Or 20, you know, the sex drive isn't that. So sometimes they do slow down a little bit, and that's fine.
And also, if they started earlier,
right.
If they started really early and was out there slinging it out each pants leg, of course, now that they're older, it's not a big thing to them anymore. So that's why a lot of times, you know, whenever you decide to hook up with who you're going to hook up with, get a little background info on them. You know, you don't necessarily have to know the number,
right.
But just know how early did they start.
I don't really want to know how many people you slept with.
And
for damn sure, I ain't going to know how many I slept with.
But
now, if all those other factors, you rule those out, he's not depressed, he's not going through his mid-age crisis, he's not, you know, it's nothing physically wrong with him.
He just don't want to sleep with you, then
you need to do some investigative work.
You need to check that home.
You need to check it, because if he ain't giving it to you for 7 months, he's giving it
to somebody else.
Somebody is getting them that good.
But they do that wood.
But we would like to hear from some of you guys, if you would, call in 347-945-6025. Let us know what you think. Should you suspect your husband of cheating if he hasn't had sex with you in 7 months or longer?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, for any amount of time, and seems to be unbothered by it. I think that's the key word, unbothered.
Unbothered. Because if we even had sex, and you seem to be okay with it.
Yeah. And you're just like, no, that ain't right. Now, I'm going to say this. Even if I don't want to have sex, if I'm getting one of my moves and it's like 2 weeks, maybe, I don't know how long.
You better be sitting there panting.
You better be sitting there.
Even though I say no.
Yeah.
Like a headache. No. You better be getting panting.
I want you trying to claw my clothes off of me, tear my panties off with your teeth. That's what I want you to do. Because you better not be sitting over there like, playing
the game. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Because then we're going to have some problems.
Yeah, we're going to have some problems. But what'd you do this weekend?
I had DiMaggio.
Aww.
I swear.
He was on Grandma Beauty.
Yes, he is such a little joy. So I had him the whole weekend. Usually I'll get him, and it'll be like either I have him Friday, his mom will pick him up Saturday because she take him to church on Sunday, or either I will have him Saturday. It just depends on what my schedule look like.
Right.
But I had him the whole weekend, and
Oh, my goodness. He was, like, on 1,000 Saturday.
Busy, huh?
On 1,000. I was like, oh, no. Mimi got to get you out of here so you can run off some of that.
No, grasshopper.
Yes. Because I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So we went to the park, had ourselves a little good old time and whatnot until, now, he's very friendly. He is friendly. However, so he was over there playing with these, you know, little boys or whatever. And the little boy was like, hey, go, you know, I guess telling him to go pinch this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Demarsha was like, no. But then I guess he wanted to play the game. I guess the little boy probably was like, I'll let you play the game or whatever. So DiMaggio went over there. I don't know if he fully made contact, but, of course, when I saw it, I was like, DiMaggio.
Right.
And he came quickly. I was like, look,
mm-hmm.
you about to make Mimi set it off up out here.
Look, you and DiMaggio have been downtown handcuffed.
Exactly.
He done assaulted the little girl.
The little, yeah, she was Caucasian.
And you would have been in trouble.
Exactly. And because I was going to tear that park up. Or whatnot, but the father or whatever kind of, you know, got him. He was telling the little boy, don't tell him to do that and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. I was like, DiMaggio, you don't let anybody tell you to do anything like that. And he's sitting there like, okay. But
you didn't put your business voice on.
Yes, I did, because I wanted him to know that I meant business.
Oh, God, that is too funny.
But see, he don't really play with me like that. But anyway, we had us a good time. We stayed out there for about 2 hours and stuff. But when we got in that car, he was like, Mimi, I'm tired. Thank you.
Good.
Check.
That's good. That's
check.
Good.
But I wanted to, my niece, Ashley, who is one of the hosts of Entertainment Spotlight,
yes
I'm going to put her on blast.
Ashley, Steve Bagley, and Kevin J. Stone.
Yes. You have to check them out on Thursday at 9 p.m.
Okay, they come on a little later than us. And if y'all like me, y'all going to have to take you some Notos or pop some caffeine or something.
Exactly.
Because I don't want y'all on this snoring on the people's show.
But, yeah, so Ashley calls, and she's talking to DiMaggio and everything, and she's like, DiMaggio, say, put that on the games tab. And so, of course, he says it, you know, and she just thought it was hilarious.
Not charge it
and
to
everything.
The games.
Not charge it to the games.
Put
it on the games tab.
Ain't that cute?
It is cute and whatnot. So when we got ready to get off the phone, she was like, why am I, he's telling us to put it on the games tab. So
he's cute.
That was that. But what took the cake was the next day, I just out of nowhere, we was just chilling or whatever, and he just came out talking about some, Mimi, just put it on the games tab. I mean, it said it just like that, like, you know, whatever, just put it on the games tab. I couldn't do nothing but just look at him and drop my head because I'm like, really, DiMaggio? Just put it on the game sale, just like that, or whatever. But, yeah, we had us a good old time.
Well, it was lovely.
Whatnot, but I always have a good time with him. But what did you do?
I don't rightly remember.
You had no kids' birthday party?
Oh, no, I got one of them coming up, though. Jesus, fix it. I don't know. I didn't do anything Friday, Saturday. My neighbors actually cooked for me on the grill because I've been sick and shut in for a little bit. But I'm good now. But my neighbors cooked for me on the grill. I don't have to cook for a whole week. They cooked a whole bunch of stuff. I was able to put some stuff in the freezer. So shout out to them, Mike and Denise. So, yeah, no, I didn't really do anything. Watch a little TV. Nothing that I can remember. But I do have a child's birthday party coming up this week. And I'm going to have to put me some wine in a flask. So it's at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no. Fix it. And didn't you suggest me to take him to Chuck E. Cheese?
I said you. Not us. I said you go with him. Not me, because I hate Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I hate children's birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese. I want to punch the mouse when I see him. He's a rat. I want to punch him.
You know the last time I've been to Chuck E. Cheese?
When we went.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
That was, what, 2009?
Yeah, PSA, lady. And we're gonna wrap this segment up. But ladies, when y'all go to Chuck E. Cheese, it is not Club Chucky.
You don't have to be in there with your clear heels. A pole is not gonna fall from the sky. It's not gonna be a disco ball.
Oh my God.
With some cute sneakers,
some slides.
You got to go in there looking like somebody's grandma. Now,
yeah.
But you ain't got to be in there with your heels on like you're going to the club. It's a kid's
establishment.
With a body magic corset.
Yes.
And they, you're right, with their clear heels and their leopard tights and, like, well, darn, and they 59-inch Malaccan, look, Malaccan, not Malaysian, Malaccan Yaki.
Brazilian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sick of seeing that. I don't know what to do with myself. Yeah.
It's for the children.
Anywho, but no, you know, that was my weekend. What we got next? You want to do our letters?
You've got mail.
Oh, ain't that nice? So, well, thank
we
you.
We have some mail.
Yeah, we do have some mail, so we're going to go ahead and do those real quick, Lax.
So,
you want to take the first one or you want to take it? Don't matter.
Y'all
be writing in, though, for sure. What
yeah.
is this naked picture I see in my...
What the hell,
baby? Okay. So, first... okay, go ahead, because I can't find it nowhere.
Dear ladies, my 5-year-old daughter has expressed interest in getting into the entertainment business. She would like to act, model, sing, etc. I want her to focus on her schoolwork, but I don't want to push her away from her aspirations. I believe that she is talented and can be great if she puts her mind to it, but she has to focus on school. Me stifling her dreams now
could make her resent me.
Yeah, could make her resent me later on in life, and I definitely don't want that. My husband is the type to say, let her try. If she fails, well, at least she tried. I believe that education is everything. What should I do? Thanks, Dream Girl.
Well, Dream Girl, I personally think you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
it's okay to have dreams.
And
definitely follow them.
Exactly. But you also want to have an edumacation. Yes, I said edumacation.
I mean, education is great because when those dreams sometimes don't happen, we all have dreams. I've had thousands of them. I've had hundreds of thousands of millions of dreams that didn't come true, and I'm not upset about it. I mean, some things are for me and some things aren't for me. You know, I've done this thing and that thing, but I still think education is important.
Yeah, because if none of those things come to pass, at least
you've got something nobody can take from you. But at the same token now, don't go out there getting in debt hundreds of thousands of dollars over no education either.
Yeah,
I don't believe in that.
That's true.
And still have no job.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So
pray on it.
Yeah. Definitely pray on it. I mean, definitely nurture her, nurture her dream and help her, you know, sign her up for whatever classes, acting classes, dance lessons, singing, whatever she wants to do, but still, you know, express to her how important education is. And, I mean, you never know. She may be the next Beyonce. But.
Yeah, because I'm gonna live out my dream.
No, Miss Girl.
I'm going to achieve my dream.
What you going to
I want to be.
You know, mama.
I'm going to be a model. I'm going to be an actress. And I'm going to be a singer.
Well.
This story ain't
that. Your granddaddy. We think that's what you should do. So, next letter. Dear ladies, I've been working with a director for a show for about 6 months now, and the show is in October. Cast members are getting drained because we're rehearsing so much and feel like we should take a break until maybe 2 months before the show.
Wow.
I understand the director wants the best show possible, but draining us will make us lose interest. She's not trying to hear that. I'm trying to be respectful because some rehearsals get a little heated. I don't want her to drag my name in the mud, and she has threatened to sue us. Ooh, now maybe you mess with my coins if we quit. Help me out, ladies. Thanks. Well, it's curtains closed. Well, this is the thing. I understand, and I with this show, I will get to that later, but I do understand you got to put the time in. If you
always taking a break.
You know,
always canceling
the show. Let me get a 30-day break. How are you going to make it? You got to put the time in. You got to suck it up. You got to. It sucks. It really does because you're tired. I know you're tired. But how do you think Oprah, Steve Harvey, who else? Name some other big names.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, all these people are famous, millionaires. You know, even Bill Gates or who, you know, not necessarily in entertainment. But how do you think these people make it? You have to put the time in, and a 2-month break before the show is not good. Now, you got 2 months to sit on your ass and let the information, you know, just dissipate. That's not cool. That's not what happened in the streets. You're going to have a horrible, 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 horrible show. And like I said, even with us, we get tired of the show. Sometimes it's like, okay, I don't feel good. I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like 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 it. Let's just cancel this week, and we'll get back to them next week. You know, well, I don't know if, you know, we got that many listeners this week. Or let's, you know, because we don't, but.
We only got 3 listeners.
As I was told.
They ain't going to matter.
By my boo thing, my sweet sugar titter up there. My boo thing. He said it only takes 1 time for somebody to listen,
mm-hmm.
and we're not on air. Or think they're going to listen, and we're not on air. It only takes 1 time.
And that one person
could be, the person that gets it blow up, you know, that's going to blow us up. And he was like, it only takes 1 time. I know you guys hate it. He was like, y'all going to have to put your nose to the ground. Y'all going to have to get y'all grind on. Y'all going to have to do this. Y'all going to have to do that. I don't care if you're tired. And he was like, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you just quit the show? I was like, well, no, I don't want to quit the show. What are you talking about? Is it that serious? He was like, yeah, it's that serious. He's like, it's serious. I could see if you was had something else to do.
No, he didn't.
Oh, that's true.
No, he didn't.
Oh, bring back to reality. Check. But you lied. Right. You got to get, you look, I don't have no sympathy for you. Curtains closed. Curtains is closed on your ass. So, yeah, I think you should, if you don't want to be on the show, quit. That's what you should do. If you don't want to be on the show, if you think you need a 2-month break, 2 months? Really? If you need a 2-month break, then take you 2 months and go find you something else to do. But don't come back to the show because I think that the negative energy will hinder what they have going on. You're welcome. I'll mail you the check. I'll mail you the check. But, anywho. So, are we good?
Do we have any more?
Yeah. So I think we're going to go to our first song break, and it's going to be Kendrick Lamar. I love myself. I'm hungry. I'm sorry. Cheers. I love myself.
This is the world. This is the world for me.
I have been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah. I look around me, so many more people wanna tell me. But if I know him, I'ma drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they tell me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
He said I gotta get up like she's going to suicide.
I love myself.
One day at a time, sun gon' shine.
Everybody looking at you crazy. What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion, police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
Police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on the scene, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, be 5-4 for faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry down. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with guns and dicky signs.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want whenever they want, I don't mind.
I love myself.
Oh, sorry.
Guess we have to start it over.
Yeah, damn.
We were on mute. We were muted.
Sorry. Which is why one of our callers dropped off.
They were kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah, I don't have to get them back. I don't know what to do. But anywho, if you just tuning in, thank you. Again, tell somebody. Tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your daddy, your mama, little Ray Ray in prison when they call.
Where's the peanut butter? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Anywho, 347-945-6025. You can also visit our fan page by going to www.facebook.com/ The Talk Takeover. You can listen to us live by going to blogtalkradio.com/ISTA-network or tweet us at The Talk Takeover. You can also email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com with any questions, issues, comments, or concerns, or if you just want to say hello.
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 How you doing?
That was a mouthful. So, Tamara, feel free to go ahead and bless us with your segment.
The reality rundown. So, what did you think about David finding out that Veronica is the one that got, what's his name, Quincy, released
mm-hmm.
from prison,
mm-hmm.
and pretty much is the one that sicked him on Jeffrey?
You sound like Come to America.
Yeah.
I think that was actually, I'm waiting for this all to blow up because
yes.
Veronica, I'm sick of her looking like a chipmunk.
Yes.
I'm going to be looking like
she's
that.
Storing
like she's storing something in her cheek.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he finally said this is what's going on because she needs to be busted. She's a horrible, horrible, evil lady.
She is because anybody that could do that to their own child
you
because
what's going on with
you
child.
Mad because he wants to be with the boy. So you, what you think, you're going to beat the gay out of him?
Well,
you going to beat him gay free? I mean, no.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing is this, accept your child for who he is and just move on. I mean, you done set that man over there to beat the dog mess out of your son. How can you as a mother live with yourself?
But she's so worried about her image.
Yeah, exactly.
And she is really being awful.
She ratchet.
She's being awful. Yeah, you're right. But I felt sorry for Jeffrey, but Jeffrey stood his own for a minute.
He did.
He stood up
he
for
did.
Him. He stood, he held his own for a minute, and I was like, yes, Jeffrey, fight back. I wanted to jump through the TV. I was like, fight back. But Quincy was a little too much for him.
Yeah. Quincy's a little sexy, though.
Quincy, he's sexy. I was like, hey, Quincy, don't let Mikey throw me up against the wall.
Yeah, don't draw no blood.
Yeah,
don't
no blood.
No blood. You know, just gently slam me up against the wall, you know, with your lip, your top lip with a little crease in it
God.
Or whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Did him and Amanda ever have sex?
Oh.
Okay, I don't think, I know they were flirting. I don't think.
Yeah, she was flirting with him. I think she wanted to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But
that was that bipolar talking.
Yeah, that sure enough was.
Mm-hmm.
That was. And Wyatt decides to confess to the district attorney.
That sure has, Mr. Postman. Mm-hmm. He's going to jail.
Oh, yeah, he's going to jail. And his dad probably going to go
too. His daddy going
to
go too. Because,
and I hope Veronica
and I hope Veronica go too. The only ones that's not going to go is, what's Cryer's first name?
Right.
Well, David, Catherine, of course.
I mean, she kind of knew, but she didn't know the extent. She didn't know that.
No, Catherine might go too.
Yeah,
she don't know, but she knew.
Yeah, she
going too. The Hannah, she not going.
Yeah, Hannah not gonna go because Hannah is the one that was
right.
She wanted to tell it in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
She knew, but then they tried to make her think she was crazy.
Yeah,
like she overheard something that she really didn't hear. No, hell no, what she heard.
Yeah, well,
I'll call yourself trying to put her son up in a better hospital so he can get better care to shut her up.
Yeah, well, that show is still okay. I still like it. It has its moments. It has its up moments where you like on the edge of your seat, like, oh baby, I can't.
And come on tonight, so I'm done.
Look, we're gonna hang up off of here and get off this radio so quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can, and then
we're running down next week.
And so next up we have Empire.
Oh baby, I'm sitting on pins and needles waiting for Neighbor. It's 2 hours next week.
Yes.
Are we having Empire?
It's 2 hours
this week. Are we having an Empire party tomorrow?
It's just
gonna be me.
Oh no, you can't.
No, I have to go home.
Yeah, you got stuff to do.
But I'm gonna miss that because you're
well, that's okay.
Being over here.
I guess we could talk on the phone.
Yeah, maybe we can. We won't be in studio tomorrow, but
yeah.
I can do an Empire party at my house by myself with the children.
No, they got to
be with me.
Yeah, they can't be looking at me.
No, they can't be looking at me.
But Lucius.
Lucius.
Not the granddaddy, but the daddy.
But the daddy.
Honey.
I did it to her.
What the devil?
Mm-mm. I wanted to fall out.
Yes. Yes.
I wanted to fall out my seat.
In church.
Yes.
Oh.
And somebody put a sheet over me.
Yes.
That's how I felt. I was like, what? But she was looking crazy, so I knew something was going on.
Yeah, I knew something.
But that's why he made that boy marry that girl. Mm-hmm.
Why? So he could keep it in the family?
Mm-mm. So he could keep it a secret that he was the daddy.
Hmm.
He didn't want people to know that he was the daddy. And see, that's why that boy, her and the guy that was holding them up,
yeah,
they were ratage.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he felt like, oh, you took my family. You took my people. Now, that's why he was mean to the little girl or doing whatever it was he was doing to the little girl, because, that was a product of her and Lucius.
Yeah.
But Cookie, baby, Cookie trying to get them cookies up.
Yes, and not to Lucius. She trying to give them up to Malcolm.
He
got a pretty smile. He don't really have to talk to me.
He don't have to talk. But he talked like he got a bow tied around his thumb.
Yeah, like he got a fat thumb.
Like
that tongue might be a good thing, though.
Oh, baby.
Heavy singing. Glory.
Well, yeah, he is kind of fine, but I can't wait till this week because it's 2 hours, girl. Everything is shut down. Don't call me. Don't text me.
They have an American Idol on.
And they smart. They smart because don't nobody want to see that fool no singing.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to see no singing. I want to see what's going to happen.
Yes.
And they're trying to, next season, Oprah is supposed to come in and play Cookie's mama. Which I think Jennifer, Jennifer that used to be on The Fresh Prince, was that his mama?
Mm-hmm.
I think she.
Not his mama.
Not his mama, his aunt.
Yeah.
I think she should have played Cookie's mama.
Yeah. Because
she would, she got that edgier. I don't know if Oprah going to be good.
Too.
Yeah, she too something, but I just don't know. But that's who's supposed
she's
to be.
She's too color purple.
Yeah.
And Selma.
Yeah.
And Beloved.
And then somebody else. Oh, Baby Boy. He's going to be Irene. He put a spoiler out the other day. He was like, on his page, he was like, I heard somebody was trying to get at my bitch. My bitch.
No, he didn't.
He did. He said, he called her by her name from Baby Boy.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he's like, so I think I'm going to have to, on Empire, I think I'm going to have to come back and blah, 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 blah. So that was a teaser to say, hey, I'm going to be on there the next season.
Tyrese is fine, but he looks. When I look at him, I see my son, which I wonder, could I pass my son off as his son? Be like, Tyrese, man, when you came to North Carolina with that concert and whatnot. And
not Tamara, I don't want to see you in court. Okay? Moving on. We'll talk about that after the show. Off air. You can't tell people a secret and stuff, Tamara.
Because he either be between Tyrese or Michael Jordan.
I take Tyrese because Michael Jordan old.
But he is paid.
He is paid. If you get pregnant by him, now you got old man sperm in you.
I don't care, but I'm paid.
You know them old
I'm people. Rich, bitch.
Them old people babies.
I don't care.
They holler.
Well, see.
Oh, you can get a nanny.
He's a grown baby.
But you can get a nanny.
But he is grown.
Who? Vontae. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just saying, if you were to hook up with...
pregnant by him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not having nobody's baby.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I am finna be 40.
I understand. I totally understand. Mm-hmm. The baby shop is closed out here.
Kaput.
So, what else you got, Tamara?
So, we have Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, God. They take ratchet to another level. I don't even know if it's ratchet. It's just negative.
It's negative. And the thing about it, I look at it.
Yeah.
I don't like it actually in my life.
Right.
But I like to look at it unfold on TV.
Right.
But what gets me about this particular episode was, so NeNe was the one that called this whole, you know, the ladies to meet with Dr. Jeff and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, when everything started hitting the fan, it's pretty much NeNe is the one that is, she's the catalyst for all the negativity
exactly.
And all the drama.
Exactly.
And everybody has the issue with her.
With her.
It's not really with each other.
It's with her.
And when it was being called to the forefront, she was starting to have a problem with it. So she got up and left on some, this is not going to be a Tat NeNe day. But honestly, if you sit and listen to everything that everybody is talking about, she is the one that is the, she's the, what they call it, the mucus? No, not necessarily. I wouldn't use that word. But she is the pain point of that whole situation. Everybody had an issue with NeNe.
I agree.
Of how she treat people, how she, you know.
And even Dr. Jeff. Did you see how she talked to him?
She talked to him now.
I don't know if you like that.
I would have been like, bitch, you called me. You're the one called me to help you.
Yeah, she talked to him. Now, that made me lose some kind of
something
for her because of the way she spoke to him. And
mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of that show, you could see her saying something to him about, you need to be worried about your license, but you come.
Yeah,
and she
but
was,
you
and
called
he
me
was,
here.
He was like, really, NeNe, really?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Investigator, that was the word that I was looking for. She's.
Yeah, I don't know what her problem is, but.
Huh? No, I was saying thanks, producer, because I can't think of the word.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they helped me out.
But I don't know. I didn't like the way she handled that because you call those ladies there for a counseling session,
yeah.
And then you end up walking off.
Yeah, and left. And he's sitting there still trying, Dr. Jeff trying to talk to her, trying to massage her, get her to come back in. And no, I'm not coming back in there because they're not finna, it's not a Tat NeNe day and blah, blah, blah. But no, what it is, she was in the hot seat.
Right.
And she didn't like Karen because she thought that she was going to be able to come in there and tell each and everyone what they were doing wrong and that, you know, well, you're this and you're that and whatnot, but when you really sit down and dissect the whole problem, the whole situation, it was really her and how she tends to treat people because it even came up about her and Kenya. You know, her and Kenya,
right.
You know, she's sitting there like, yeah, we are always going to be friends.
Well,
and then when she
fake anyway, though. I
is.
Think she's very
she
fake.
She is, and when she showed up at Phaedra, how she looked like Cruella de Vil from 101 Damn Down Pictures.
She said the wind. She said it was the wind.
That made her hair like that?
Mm-hmm.
No, because it didn't look like it moved.
She said and that's what happened when she was on the way. The wind blew it like that. So
No, ma'am. Because you can even tell, like, she had it laid back and it was smushed up at first when she first came out. But no, NeNe, get your life.
I thought she came from her Broadway thing.
Oh, I don't know where she came from.
That's what I was thinking. She came
from. Well, her hair was horrible, and she not going to put that on the wind. You not going to blame the wind for that foolishness.
Okay.
No, I will not let you do that.
Oh, God.
The wind does a lot of things, but not that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello.
Anywho. And let me say this. I know our producers, Kevin, and then Kevin and Ashley from the It's Entertainment went to Atlanta this weekend. So I was like, dang, I wonder if they ran into NeNe. I almost started to tell them, please go by her house. Could you go by and post out in front of her house and see if she would come on our show?
Ashley said they saw Loretta Devine.
Did they?
Yep.
Oh, I love her.
No. I'm sorry. No, not Ashley. I'm thinking about one of my coworkers. One of my coworkers actually went to Atlanta as well over the weekend, and he said he saw Loretta Devine.
Really? I love her.
And he said he saw the brat, and he was like, the brat looked bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I always love Loretta Devine.
They saw Sammy. Now our producer's aunt.
Yeah, I saw those pictures on Facebook where they said they saw Sammy.
Yeah,
did he sing? That Sammy?
I don't know. I can't remember what he said. Probably.
I like it. Yeah.
Okay, stop it.
Okay, sorry.
We only got one singer on this show.
Oh, Skirmer. Skirmer.
Sorry, I found it.
Okay. moving on. So what else we got?
Last up, we have Love & Hip Hop New York. And all I have to say is Diamond Strawberry is a crazy,
that
you know what,
medication.
She is straight crazy. Yes. But it all came out, and it was kind of messed up how Rich kind of walked off from her.
But Rich is horrible.
He is. He's a hoe. He's a hoe.
I wouldn't fool with Rich.
No. I wouldn't sleep with Rich with your purse.
Well, I wouldn't give you my damn purse to sleep with him. How about that?
Yeah, I would not, because Rich, he don't care. He don't care, and I think something, when you have guys like that, you know, you always want to think that, oh, they just, you know, trifling or whatnot. Rich is looking for something. I think Erica Mena kind of screwed him up a little bit, because I think he really and truly...
But like he said, he liked him crazy.
Yeah.
And Erica,
Erica
crazy.
Was crazy.
Bow Wow.
Johnny Blaze is crazy.
Yeah.
And Diamond is sure enough crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think Bow Wow know what he's getting into with Erica.
Mm-mm. But she says that they have an actual genuine friendship.
Yeah. And that's probably true. And that's always good.
Yeah.
To start out a relationship like that. But my question was, every time I see something about them two not getting off the subject of Rich, I'm serious, I always think, what does his mama think? This chick liked girls at one time.
Yeah. It's like she don't really know. I think she just wants to be loved.
And probably
she
was
wants
so.
To be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I think she really... I don't know if she really knows what she wants.
Right.
And when you are in a situation like that, you need to just take some time and figure yourself out.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if you can get yourself together, then you'll know what you want, and then you can get the relationship that you're trying to...
But hopefully this will be a forever type of love with them, which I doubt it because it's Hollywood. It's celebrity stuff. So I doubt it. They'll be married for a year or two, maybe.
Yeah.
Then they'll fall out, and then we'll be hearing about her with, I don't know, somebody else.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all I have for my reality rundown. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you know who made me so sick on Love & Hip Hop?
Who?
Yandy and her boo. They get on my nerves.
They really do.
I can't take them too.
They really do.
And
they really do.
You making all these
plans. They were
plans.
So cute.
Yeah, they were cute. Yeah.
But now they get on my nerves. And see, Yandy want to be a boss and want to control Menditi, you know, situation. Honey, sit your tail down and be pregnant.
Sit yourself down somewhere.
Let him be a man. Let him handle the situation. He don't need you to handle it. Now, if he's not handling it, then that's when you step in. But wait a minute, Kim Bella.
Yeah. What the heck?
Kim Bella.
I'm not saying
Bella.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, it's ill.
Kim Bella and
Kim Bella, the game. She doesn't know when she was in the first couple of episodes, she was banging. I don't know what has happened. Her boo
she had a baby.
Huge.
I'm thinking she had a baby. We'll have to research that.
Did
Kim Bella have a baby? Because she's got baby fat on her.
She got turkeys on her shirt.
She is huge.
Both
her belly and stuff is still
stuff.
Flat. But
yeah,
her butt area.
She had on that backless dress, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Well, anywho.
Okay, so that's all I have for my reality rundown, and we're going to go to
a song break.
We have Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
Uptown Funk, gonna give it to you. Uptown Funk, gonna give it to you.
Damn, it's just orange.
Dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it. If you freak dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck dead and flown it.
Are just tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Talk Takeover with your host, me, who is she, Tamara S. Adams, and
Nikki.
Who is me?
Me. It's me. I'm saying it's me.
Oh, who is me?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Who is I? Eyes is me.
Knees is us. As it's on the spell.
Oh, my God.
We've dished on our weekends,
yes,
tea topic of the day, discussed the letters from the Shade Tree Chatter, and had our reality rundown.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to chat with us live, call us 347-945-6025, and don't forget to press 1. Or you can continue to listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. And again, please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And again, we would love to hear what you have to say about our tea topic of the day, which is, should you suspect your husband of cheating if he hasn't had sex with you in 7 months and seem to be unbothered? Again, call us, let us know your thoughts, or you can just comment on the fan page, because we do have it posted.
Again, 7 months is a long time. My opinion is, you know, hey, if it ain't nothing physical, he don't have no mental stuff going on.
Or maybe he's just trying to get right with the Lord.
But if we married.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
The Lord knows we.
I'm thinking in terms of, you know, like a
relationship.
Single. You know.
No.
But, yeah, if y'all married, then it's okay. But, yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying now, you know, if ain't nothing physical or mental or nothing going on, you going through your midlife, I'm pregnant or something going on. And again, the key word is unbothered.
Yeah, unbothered.
If you unbothered,
you don't care that I haven't tried to give you none in 7 months, then yeah, we got a problem. Something
is going
on. But
still can't clean.
Exactly. But now it's time for.
Look at all these rumors about me every day.
Nikki, a.k.a. Nikki Nicole, a.k.a. Nick S. Dot, a.k.a. Nicole.
I know, right?
Oh, you went there. Okay. See, that was for you.
Oh, no. I'm going to say that. Don't worry about it. I got it. Real smart. Uh-huh. So anyway, why did I have Kathy Griggin on this number one?
You know what? Maybe that might have been a typo.
No, it's me.
Oh, did you? Are you sure? Because, you know, you sent it to me and I was like,
oh, you did? Ew, whatever. Ew. I thought I put that. Oh, no, that's your fault, Julian. Anyway,
whatever.
Let's just go on, Kathy Griffin.
Correct. I could have sworn I thought I put the correct.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
You know what I meant.
I don't know what you meant. Yeah. Kathy Griffin.
You know my heart.
Bless her heart. She says she regrets joining the Fashion Police. Well, y'all don't know, Fashion Police is a show on E!
Yeah.
And they run through, you know, celebrity fashion hacks and mishaps.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Rivers was...
Fashion do's and don'ts.
Yeah. Joan Rivers was an icon
mm-hmm.
on Fashion Police. She was the person. She was horrid on there. She was harsh. But she was funny.
Yeah, she was.
Rest in peace. She was funny, and she was like the matriarch of Fashion Police.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, they've been trying to put different people in her spot. Anyway, they have Kathy Griffin, who says she regrets joining. She says she probably should have never taken the gig because it's only been 6 months that Joan Rivers has passed away. God, it seems like longer.
It seems like it's been longer than that.
Yeah, it seems like longer than that. But, you know, hey, I'll go with what they say. She quit the job only after 7 episodes, and actually, she quit during a time when it was already, like, they had a big thing over there with Julianna Rancic.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know, which is another host of the Fashion Police, when she was reading Zendaya, which
mm-hmm.
is a singer, actress, young girl, she mm-hmm. was reading her about a hairstyle she wore, and it came off very, very racist.
Mm-hmm.
So that came with a big, you know, a bunch of tabloid comments, uproar. Everybody was all pissed off because she says and they looked like she smelled like patchouli oil
and weed,
which is very racist to me.
Yeah, it is, but it just depends on, no, had she not said it, and they had a person of color said it, and,
right.
you know, kind of like, they're like, oh, yeah. Look like she smelled like she should be smoking some weed, and kind of like threw a little spin on it.
Right.
It may not have, you know, started
it may not,
all,
but her, coming from her, it was very racist, and her big-ass head.
Yeah.
With that little body.
Exactly.
And then you got nerves to try to apologize some
like,
half-ass apology. Don't nobody want to hear that.
She looked like a little cartoon from
yeah.
before.
But anywho, so Kathy said, you know, it was a time and they was already having issues over there. So, and Julianna was, you know, apologizing. And Kelly Osbourne, who's another
mm-hmm.
A static feature on,
uh-huh.
you know, the
Fashion
Police.
Yeah.
She quit.
So she did go
yeah.
ahead and quit?
Quit. Quit. Yes, she did. She was on The View or The Talk or The Real or The something.
She was on The Real and she didn't really say anything, so maybe it must have been The Talk. Probably
it was on, which one was her mom? Is her mom on
The Talk?
Well, she was on that one and she was just saying, you know, it just didn't feel like a good fit for her. It was time to move on. And I think she is friends with Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
So the comments that Julianna made really bothered her, and she just felt like, you know, it wasn't the right place for her to be. And, you know, so right now Fashion Police is going through a makeover, and they scheduled a return on air March 30th, and it's unclear who's replacing Griffin and Osbourne.
Oh,
okay. So I don't know. Good luck to y'all. I don't think the show will ever be the same. One, because Joan's not there. And,
yeah, but then Kelly is gone. I mean,
and Kelly...
Yeah,
Kathy.
And Kelly.
Yeah, both of them
Kelly.
Are gone. So, you know, I don't...
Which I can do without Kathy, but Kelly...
I like her. Yeah, I like her. And Kathy Griffin also clued in people to say that it's messy over there. She says it's messy. They got a lot of mold going to TMZ and Radar Online and all these other gossip blog type things. She
mm-hmm.
said, you know, it's just messy over there. So she says she left.
Okay.
Next up. Did you see the interview with Nick Gordon and Dr. Phil?
No. That was on my list to watch, but I heard that he on that Sherman. He
extra crazy. He was in there, Mommy, I'm sorry, Mommy. What the hell? Boy, if you don't get your big, grown, rusty butt up off that, talking about Mommy. I'm so sorry, Mommy. I didn't mean to hurt you, Mommy. Oh, my God.
And who was he was saying that?
He was talking to his mom. His mom was there, too. She's the one that brought him there to Dr. Phil
okay.
for intervention, basically.
Okay.
And
he was just crazy. He was talking out of his head. He said he was high on Xanax and liquor, I guess he was drinking. Mm-hmm. But he was extra crazy. Dr. Phil was looking at him like, dude.
What the hell did I give myself
what
to?
The well, anywho, it was the intervention was aimed at forcing him to go into rehab, which he did eventually go to rehab, which he needed to go to rehab. But mm-hmm. I'm reading online, you know, and it says that Bobby Christina had bruises to her face
mm-hmm.
that aren't conducive to, you know, to
him
what he's
do.
Saying that happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's why the investigation on him is going on. I do think some shady something happened in there, because they said their relationship was a violent relationship. They've had to have the police come out to their house more than one time, you know. And you have bruises on your face and on your lips.
I can see you having bruises on your chest area, wherever, you know,
right.
to do CPR, but he's just breathing air into your mouth or whatever. You shouldn't have unless he's done biting. He's trying to bite your face off.
I don't know, but you know. And then he kept saying, "I lost the legendary singer." What do you mean you lost the world? That like I said, the world lost the legendary singer. You lost your godmom.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? And I don't want to lose Bobby Christie. Dude, you've done something you really regret.
Yeah.
Because now it's coming out and you acting real extra special.
Crazy.
But prayers go out to him and by Christina, because she's been in a coma now for what?
Well,
a couple months. Yeah, a few months now. Well, maybe two, three. When did this happen? December? I don't know. January. January.
Was it January?
I don't know. Don't make me.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, but prayers go out to her, because they said last time they tried to take her out of the coma, she started having seizures and they couldn't bring her out. And I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, but prayer changes things.
Yep.
You know,
so,
you just have
y'all just keep praying
just
for
keep
her.
Praying
prayers
for her.
Go up for Bobby Christina and her family.
I know somebody that was in medically induced coma for a while, and they came out fine, you know, so. I have to pray for her, but anywho.
God got his hands on her. He know what he's
definitely
doing.
And when she comes out, she's going to be a better person for it, and she's going to be able to, that's going to be her testimony.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, you know, she's going to be able to say, you know what, I went through this, my mom, you know,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 but look at the person that I am now.
Exactly.
So, next up we have Michelle Obama versus Univision anchor. Univision is a Hispanic network,
mm-hmm.
and they have like 90 million or some odd listeners that listen to Univision. Kind of like telenovelas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the soap opera.
Yeah.
So anyway, this particular anchor referred to Michelle Obama. He said she looks like somebody that would play on Planet of the Apes.
Uh-uh.
Baby! They were showing a picture of her in the background for whatever reason. I can't remember what the story was about, but he said that she looked like somebody that played on Planet of the Apes.
But you know what? And no disrespect to Michelle Obama, because I love you, Michelle. But have you seen the Planet of the Apes? You saw the first one? You know that light-skinned one?
You won't do that today.
But no, but do you know the light-skinned one? So just think of, look
exactly
at that
who
one.
Who you talking about?
And then picture her. So that's probably where they got that from. But, Michelle, I love you, honey. I do. And I would never, you know, put that out there. I wouldn't be the first person to put that out there. But now that this person said that,
he did.
I think
they should have hung him up by his nuts, to be honest with you.
Did you just cut me off as I was, you know, making a point?
No, I didn't.
You should have. Yeah. But you know that light skin.
I know who you're talking about. We're not going to keep revisiting.
No, but you know what I'm talking about.
Not what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
Matter of fact, let me Google the picture.
So he, Rodner Figueroa,
mm-hmm.
he's an Emmy award-winning host and a presenter. He was fired by the Spanish language network for the remarks he made on F. He said he was verbally notified that because of a complaint from the White House that he was fired, and rightfully so. Your ass should be fired, because she's the first lady of the United, of the free world. Get it? The free world. I personally love Michelle Obama. She can't do no wrong to me. I don't care what he says she look like. He says, I come from a bird. Yeah, those memes are not nice.
He says, I come from a biracial Latino family with members like my father who are Afro-Latino, he said. He apologized to Obama and said there's no excuse to make a comment that could be interpreted as offensive or racist during these volatile times that we live in. You're damn right. Your Puerto Rican, Mexican ass,
Papa Chula.
Yeah, you fighting in the same fight we fighting in, so now she look like a monkey. But anywho, whatever, she is the president's. She's the first lady of the free world, so her,
you
take that. And now you're going to be at the unemployment line. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
But anywho.
But I love you, Michelle.
Yeah, she's great. Oh, did you see her on Ellen?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God, if y'all have not seen her on Ellen, please on demand it or do something. But it was absolutely great. She did the dance to a song that we just played.
Mm-hmm.
Don't demand the jazz song. Her and Ellen, it was great. And she's got such a great personality.
She does.
She has an awesome personality. She's very personable. And Ellen was like, what should I call you? She said, Michelle is fine. Michelle is fine. But, you know, I don't know. I absolutely love her. But, you know, Raven Simone was on The View.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she didn't think those comments were racist. But Raven Simone is an extra kind of preacher, too.
She's different.
Because she said she wasn't. Didn't she say
she
didn't like people to call her black?
Yeah,
or something like that?
The black American. She's something. Something she said crazy.
Yeah. So, anywho. But, and I do have one more quick story, and then we'll go ahead and take a caller. But, you know, Chris Brown is, I guess he's openly saying, you know, he has a 9-month-old. Her name is Royalty. Yeah, her name is Rosie. Celebrities, please stop naming y'all babies these foolish names.
Yeah.
What if your baby grew up to be a stripper?
Mm-hmm.
But then that fits royalty. That fits. But anywho.
I'm in love with royalty.
Yeah, so she apparently was out on tour with him this past weekend or whenever. But she's a cutie pie. She's a cutie. And apparently the baby mama,
mm-hmm.
is Karrueche's friend. Which is real trifling.
That's past trifling.
Yes.
So,
I don't know.
Well,
but
yeah, the same. Raven Simone said that their comment was not racist.
Right. She's extra crazy, but
hey,
anywho.
No, you can't talk about my fan like that one.
Well, she needs to get herself together.
Yeah,
I am Nikki, 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 and that is my rumor rant, and we are definitely going to go ahead and take a caller.
Hold on. Are you there?
And I think her name is Nikki also. Hey, girl. Hi.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki.
Wait a minute. Okay, I was getting
ready to say, oh, no, boo, you know I will never forget about you, girl. Aw,
hi, girl. How you doing?
I'm feeling sickly.
Oh, God. Do we need to pray for the sick and shut in?
Yes, we do. We need to rebuke this devil in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we rebuke this spirit.
On your
topic,
your tea topic.
Did you cut
Hunte.
Myself? Okay, go ahead. We're sorry. Go ahead.
Hunte, let me tell you. The key word is it does not bother him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
y'all, y'all know I don't have a filter, right?
No, and you say what you want. It's okay.
He would be bust to the white meat because he cheats. He cheats.
So you said
it's not bothering
him.
Oh, he's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting it from somewhere.
And that's what we were kind of saying, if, you know, if he's unbothered. But then, you know, it was more so also. Unless, you know, he may have had some issues going on within himself as to why, you know, he could be unbothered. Like, he could be depressed or he could be just stressed out or he could just, you know, just got his issues of his own. That's the only other thing that I can think of as to why a person would be unbothered. Because, you know, I always try to, you know, see the silver lining and everything. You don't always want to think that somebody is just trifling, but
nine times out of ten.
No, but see, I would think, you know, even if it was depression or any of that stuff, he still would be bothered.
Yeah, he's
you know
right. Even if he was depressed.
I'd be damned if my husband say, "You ain't giving me the cookie." What the hell? You know, he'll be bopped.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. So you think 7 months is a long time, huh?
You damn right. I can't even go one night without it.
Wow.
Even when I'm so, even uh-oh. If you, I was gonna say, even if you're sick, you
even
still
if I'm
do
sick.
Do?
Let me tell you, my rule is, if my husband wants it, he gets it. I don't care if I'm sick or not. I puts out.
Oh, okay.
Bam.
I did hear that comment about you saying the older they get, sometimes they libido change. Baby, let me tell you, that don't go for all.
Oh, hey, correct me. Stay correct.
That don't go
correct
for all. Cause some of them get trimmed up when they get older. Because you know I am married to them.
Why? He ain't that old, is he?
But see,
he's 42.
So it has a... But
wait a minute, he's how old?
He's 42.
That's not really old.
He's
42.
Not really old, but sometimes
it's not really old, but
you
know what
I'm saying? Depends.
Yes,
but it also depends on how early they started. Because like
right.
I was trying to, you know, like mm-hmm. The point that I was trying to make early, if you started younger and, you know, now you're in your 40s, it's not really a big thing to you as to where when you were like in your 20s and stuff like that, oh, you just had a little hot pocket and you just wanted to, you know, bam, bam, bam. But, you know, the older you get, it's not really a...
So, like I said, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we definitely appreciate your call and, you know, your opinion on the tea topic of the day. Make sure you continue to listen and tell your friends. Next week, call in 347-945-6025. We definitely enjoy when you call in.
Mm-hmm.
All
right,
we
ladies.
We love it.
Love.
I
okay,
love
you.
You
have
ladies.
A wonderful night.
Love you too. And we're going to go to our next song break, which is Pharrell Williams, Because I'm Happy. Take a walk if you feel
because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a room.
windows out of somebody.
I don't necessarily want to bust the windows out, but this is my thing. So say, for instance, if somebody sends me a inbox in my message, you know how you get the chain messages, mm-hmm. which they don't really bother me, or the games, the requests to play games, they don't really bother me because it don't take much time out of my day
yeah.
to look at them or scan through them or ignore them or do whatever the case it might be. I hate when people inbox, like say for the times that I had, example, I got a one yesterday, and I happened to forward it to the 15 people. I never really, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I'm not one that does it all the time because most times I skip over it because I know what it is. So then I get an inbox, please, no chain text, please. Really?
Oh, I got that on Google Plus one time, and they responded. They could have just really not said
nothing.
But then told them, y'all need to stop this shit.
Yeah, and then this person was like, I said, really? I was like, listen, I normally never, I was like, but you know, you don't come at me like that. We don't have this type of interaction, blah, blah, blah. This fucker said, thank you. No, thanks. Like, you know, cutting me short. Mm-hmm. Really?
Delete.
Exactly. Delete. Don't come at me like that because I don't normally do it. It takes not even a millisecond to scroll past it. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to read it. I don't send game requests, as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't.
My computer does it by itself. Hey,
yeah, I hate receiving them, but you know, it's like, hey, whatever you. I mean, it's not like you have to accept it. You
right.
see it and just move on. But with the little chain things, if I happen to stop and I read it, just because you know, go ahead, because
right.
you'll be that one time that you don't do it, and all hell breaks loose.
Exactly, and that's what happened yesterday. Normally, I don't read it past the first word because I
yeah.
know after that. But I happened to read a few. I was like, oh, let me just go ahead.
Yeah, let me go ahead and do
but,
it.
And then the other thing is group text messages. I'm gonna call my mama out on this because she is notorious for this. If I send a group text message, you know how people reply back and sometimes it goes to everybody in
yeah.
the group? My mama hates it. She absolutely hates it. It bothers her, which I understand. It bothers me because your phone beeps and beeps and beeps and beeps and beeps. All you have to do is delete the original text
mm-hmm.
and it won't come to you.
Well, see, I didn't even think to do all that, but I know when it has been times where if you sent a text
right.
and if I don't know everybody else, you know, and then they respond
back. Yeah.
Or say, for instance, if you happen to respond back and you don't necessarily know that you responded back to
right.
all,
right.
then it's like, well, who is this?
Right.
Who is this?
And I've gotten
right.
that too, and it is kind of aggravating, like you got a group text, somebody, blah, blah, blah. But just delete, PSA,
delete the original
text, and it will not happen. My mama absolutely hates it, and she will call, why y'all got me in this group text? Look, lady.
Uh-oh, you're not going to talk about my mama like that.
Delete it.
Uh-oh.
I love you, but delete it.
What you not going to do?
That was my bust the window. Which ain't really that bad. Like, I love my mama to death. She can fuss and fight. Fuss all she wants.
She's a sweetheart.
When she want to be. To you?
Yes,
she get in her mood.
I'm an angel.
Right. She get in her mood.
Well, you be wanting to do the spider monkey on them.
Well, mine, it's not really a bust the windows out your car, but it's,
well, no, it is, because it made me want to bust the windows out this person's car, their house.
But I do love everything.
I had to clear that up in case you're listening, because I'm scared of her.
But,
I do love her,
but
go ahead.
I hate when a person, you know, they feeling some kind of way, they feeling down, or they pissed off, and then they want to call you and piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you're pissed off, stay pissed off in your own little area of pissivity.
Hmm.
Don't call me and then because you all mad, now you want to piss me off,
right.
but then you getting even more pissed off because I'm unbothered by you. And I'm letting you know that, hey, I'm not about to let you get me out of character because of for whatever reason. But, yeah, it just kind of makes me mad. If you're pissed off, just stay over there in your own little world. And just be pissed off. Don't call me saying something stupid, bringing up some old crap, because you ain't got nothing else to do but to bring up something. You don't have no leverage or nothing like that, so you want to bring up the fact that you fixed my car.
Right. Wow.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah, I did. And he might be listening. Hell, I don't know.
Well,
but anyway, but, yeah, I mean, you know, find something else to sing about and whatnot, but don't call me with no foolishness. And, I mean, hey, everybody can be good, you know, we can kumbaya and whatnot, but if you upset, don't call me with that foolishness. Mm-hmm. And I still, you know, I stayed.
Yeah.
Oh, I kept it calm the whole time. I was really proud of myself. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, Sunday. And it even kind of spilled over into this morning.
No, you didn't find
out. And I was like, oh, okay.
So is it safe to say, I know you said at the top of the show, is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you know, it's okay. He's learning.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Because it's like, it's one of those situations where, you know, they're still trying to find, you know, mm-hmm. things to kind of, so now they want to try to attack my womanhood, you know.
Well, you can't have kids. Bitch, I got two kids.
I know that's right.
I
got two kids and I got four grands. So, hey.
Oh, boo. Oh,
but we'll talk about this off air.
I'm saying, hey, let's wrap this up.
40.
Yeah, we'll talk about this
okay,
off air.
Okay, but this was a really good show. And we would like for you to check out one of our other shows on the Insta network.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Entertainment Spotlight with Ashley B. Bagley and Cameron J. Stone. They're live Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will bring you the new music, celebrity news, crazy stories, and casting calls in your area. So tune in. You will not be disappointed.
Yep, sure won't.
And in case you tune into our show late, you can check it out in its entirety online at www.blogtalkradio.com/itsthe-network. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. You can email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com. You can tweet us also at The Talk Takeover. And again, we're live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call 347-945-6025 to speak with us live and in person. And again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And guess what?
What?
We're taking over. Don't believe us. Just watch.